to move things right along, please welcome once again our good friend, Richard Gilowitz.
Loved the last two acts, just haunting and captivating. I sound like a bag of cats when I sing, so that's not going to happen. My ex-wife came running in the room once when I was trying to sing because she thought I'd hurt myself. This is a tune I wrote for a friend of mine who died, and it was actually pretty funny because right after he died, he called me up and left a phone message on my machine that said, "Yo, bro, I just died." And apparently some heart medication he took caused his tongue to swell up. He couldn't breathe. They called 911. He went down to the ER. He claimed he flatlined for 10 seconds, and during the time he was supposedly dead, he thought the machinery in the room were robots, and he was upset that he didn't have a robot name. And then in the recovery room, he was trying to come up with a robot name, so he decided to call himself Mr. Sputnik. And I wrote this tune for him because I'm sort of happy he's still alive. And he was upset because it was the happiest tune I've ever written. And he's like, "Yo, bro, I died." So I threw in a C sharp minor for two beats, because if you think about 10 seconds of his death versus his whole life, two beats is a lot. Thank you. Those are Sputnik notes when you go. There's, you know, there's vibrato, there's glissandos, there's bends. I think those are Sputnik notes. My guitar teacher, David Walbert, he also was working with me on vibrato once, and what he wanted me to do is, you know, you just wiggle your finger and you can play the note. You can either play it, wait, and then add the vibrato. You can play the note hard and add a strong vibrato. But he said for a month, all I was doing was my finger would stay perfectly still and my entire body would shake. And so we worked on reducing it down, and we got it to my head where it would do that, and eventually my lips. So, but I'm all right now. I'm going to take a crack at this. If this tune bursts into Freight Train, you'll know I got lost. I've only played this in front of stuffed animals at home. Thank you. It's not as easy as it looks. I did not record that tune, so if you didn't like it, you should buy a CD, because then you won't have to hear it again. The other folks have CDs out. I've got some 8-tracks and cassettes. I've got my new Buns of Steel video, my DVD on how to lose weight by worrying, and bobblehead dolls. And if you do buy one of my recordings and don't like it, send it back, and then I'll send you a recording of some music I don't like. This is a tune I started writing in Australia last year. It was originally called Something Stupid, and now it's called Fuchsia Circle North, and it's everything you can do in the key of G.
Thank you.
No panic. That's how they do it in studios anyway. How's that one? How's that one? How's that one? The reason I got lost is because when I play, I try and disconnect my mind and go to Planet Richard Population 1. I don't want to think about what I'm playing because it's really all motor function. And these things that you think are performances are really nothing more than a nervous breakdown in slow motion. But I got up high and I was thinking to myself, because when I snapped out of it, I was thinking about what I was thinking. And I was thinking about, what should I start with tonight? So. I was also thinking about whether or not I should tell this story, and I thought, well, Pat's had me here 20 years, you know, it's, if it needs to come to an end, now's as good a time as any, but I'm going to take a gamble on this. I'll do one more tune here, and this is a slide. I played some slide for some school kids in Wyoming. One of the fourth graders said, is that jail music? Dude, you're in fourth grade. Before I could even answer him, another kid yelled out, why do you shave the top of your head? But touring on the road can be really, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I really don't. For me, I'm normally fine, and I say, oh, I'm cut out for this. But every once in a while, you find yourself being crazier than a sprayed roach. And depending on where you're staying, like, if you're staying at the One Key Fits All Motor Inn attached to the Compost Cafe, where the food is cooked with a match. And as Rodney Dangerfield said, there's flies on the pictures of the food on the menu. So, as if this is any kind of a transition, I was in, I won't mention the town, but it was in El Dorado, Arkansas. And I had played this venue many, many times, and the guy who hired me again, and he was going to be gone with a friend of his who was, they were a duo partner going to play music in Ireland. And his friend, who I'd never met, I swear this is a true story, although it doesn't mean I should be telling it. His friend offered through my friend that I could stay at his place while I was in town, which I thought was kind, you know, you'd never met me. And so he left a key under the mat for me, and I went into the guy's house and stayed there for 3 days, and normally I don't go through people's personal stuff, you know, especially if they're not there. But by the third day, you gotta look around a little bit. And I was just curious what was in this one particular room that I had no business going in, and I just opened the door to look in. And I've heard of these people who are hoarders, you know, they just collect stuff up, but this was unheard of because it was piled up to the ceiling. It was so deep that it looked like a 3D effect, and there was a leg sticking out in the middle of it. And I went, oh, there's a dead body in here. So it took me like 20 minutes to get everything off the top of it. I'm not making this up, although I shouldn't be telling it, but I got to it, and it was face down, and it was a blow-up doll, and I grabbed it by the back of the neck and turned it around, and it, you know, greeted me with a little smile. I swear, taped to its chest was a note that said, Richard, I knew you'd find me. Just can't make up stuff like that. I heard Eric mention Leo Kottke before, and this is one of his tunes. It's called The Train and the Gate. He was also talking about trains, and I did record this. And this was part of the soundtrack of the movie Days of Heaven with Richard Gere. So if I do it right, it'll sound like a train. If I don't, it'll sound like Richard Gere. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks for having me back, Pat, wherever you are. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Richard Gilowitz. All right. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. Sally Spring and Ted Lyons are back with us. I need to tell you, we were reminiscing before the show tonight about Winston-Salem. They live right outside of Winston-Salem right now. And back in the 80s, I spent a little bit of time there doing public radio in Winston-Salem, and actually a very short period of time. It was about a year. And when I got there, I have to say right now, the Wake Forest Public Radio Station was running the Wake Forest Baptist Church service on Sunday, which I didn't think belonged on public radio. Couldn't convince them to take it off the air, so I put a disclaimer on it. You know, opinions expressed in this sermon are not ours. So I lasted about a year, and then I got a letter from the Southern Baptist Conference Convention that said they were accusing me of heresy, that I was saying that Wake Forest did not believe in God. So they were ready for me to leave, and I came down here, and I fit right in Pensacola. It was great. So I'm glad to be here in godless Pensacola with my friends Sally Spring and Ted Lyons.
Shining in the sun as he cried so quietly, as he cried so quietly. Get yourself a partner, someone you can love, someone who will hold you till the daylight turns to dust. It was Molly Brown he married. Lord, he loved her with his soul. But she died from pneumonia this time last year at home. This time last year at home. Get yourself a partner, someone you can love. Someone who will hold you till the daylight turns to dust. He sang that he was lucky. He had love when most had none. Now a precious memory like heaven from above, like heaven from above. Yourself a partner, someone you can love, someone who will hold you till the daylight turns to dust. Get yourself a partner, someone you can love, someone who will hold you. Get yourself a partner, someone you can love. The love that's gone is than to have no love at all. Thank you. I grew up in North Carolina. I grew up in a little town called Goldsboro, North Carolina. And I think Andy Griffith taught at the high school there one year, so we do have a little bit of fame there. And I used to live next door to my, or I grew up next to my great aunt. She lived next door to me, and she used to tell me that things are just not the way they used to be. And I had not a clue what she was talking about. They seemed fine to me when I was growing up anyway. But as I've gotten older, after decades of music here, I understand what she means. And so I decided to write a song along those lines, and it's called People Don't Do. I want to mention that we do have some CDs back there, and you know, it's a really easy way to do your Christmas shopping, get that pesky Christmas shopping over with. And I'll be glad to sign anyone that you get, and I'll stay there till the last CD is gone, or sold is gone. And this is the title of the latest CD that we have. It's called Made of Stars. Flame stands in the fireplace. candlelights move across my face. Embers in the dark night, far away. Fall prints, thoughts that bite as I drift off to other times. Now I'm lost in yesterday. When I was young, I thought we were made of stars. When alone, they show me what we are. Our souls bathed in starlight, we'd rise up to the night. When I was young, I thought we were made of stars. Secrets high in tall thin pines, memories float in my Georgia skies. I wanna see my magnolia tree. Warm peaches and family ties. The riverbanks I used to climb. Wait to see what the day might bring. When I was young, I thought we were made of stars. When alone, they show me what we are. Our souls bathed in starlight, we'd rise into the night. When I was young, I thought we were made of stars. When I was young, I thought we were made of stars. When alone, they'd show me what we are.
Thank you very much. I want to thank everyone for having us here. It's really been the most enjoyable experience to have you all here, and I wish I could take you home with me. Now, we're going to do one that's not on our CD yet. It's going to be on our new CD. But I'm going to tell you, these two CDs back there really are good. And we've got people like Susan Cowsill from the Cowsills is on there. Our friend Gene Parsons from the Byrds is on there. Graham Mabey, who plays bass on there, plays with Bon Jovi, and he used to play with Natalie Merchant. I mean, there's stars after stars after stars. And if you like me, I'm on there too. So, you know. So this is one that I like to end with. It's called Precious Pearl.
The time between us can't be replaced. What we've shared can't be taken away. We travel together through this world, my sweetest companion, my precious pearl. Our memories are strong and can never grow. They can't be stolen or traded for gold. We travel together through this world.
Sally Spring and Ted Lyons. All right. And you're listening to Radio Live. Listen, I forgot to mention tonight, we've got a couple of tip jars here in the hall. We have one by the door where Trish Allison is sitting with a little sign in it that reminds you that it would be great if you could leave a little tip for this show. Everything that you put in the tip jar, either at the door or at the Keen's Beans coffee bar, all goes to support this program. And it's very important because we are listener-supported as we do everything on the radio station. So we would appreciate it. Think of this as a fine meal. If you enjoyed what you digested musically tonight, leave a nice tip in the tip jar on your way out the door, and we would sure appreciate it. And also, buy all that music that's on the table, too, because these artists have amazing things on there for you to enjoy. So do all of that and be a part of the season. It would be great. All right. Joining us once again, Mr. Eric Taylor.
One.
You ready? I'll tell you what you need to do to take care of yourself and keep yourself healthy. Stay out of that tram. Don't go up in there. Those people are having way too much fun. Bless their heart, they gave me a drink. I think this is probably the fourth time that I've played here, maybe the third or fourth time, but I think the fourth. The last time I was here, I played with a great friend of mine, Larry John Wilson, who we played together. Yeah, please. What a great and unique writer. Boy from the South. I'm going to play a song here that I wrote for three people. Sterling Hayden, the old actor who played in all the Prison Breakout movies. He also played the crazy colonel in Dr. Strangelove, if you remember that one. He also played the chief of police that broke Michael Corleone's nose in Godfather 1 and ended up paying dearly for it at the Italian restaurant later. Wonderful. I wrote it for three people. I wrote this song for Sterling Hayden, Johnny Cash, and me. When I first met Sterling Hayden, I had a 63 Volkswagen van, and I was in Sausalito, California, and I was going up. There's not very many hills in Sausalito. It's pretty flat, being right on the coast. But the little hill that I went up, I broke a clutch cable. And I was going to see a little record producer that was very famous at the time, but let's just say that he looked like a little wet dog. He's in prison now. And I'm sure glad I didn't have dinner with him, because what happened was I broke a clutch cable. And anyway, behind me pulls a Carmen Ghia with a fender hanging off on the left side. And a guy gets out about my size, or maybe an inch taller, and he says, "Is there something wrong with your right, boy?" I said, "Yeah, I think I broke a clutch cable." Well, he had a glass of rum, which was about 5 inches tall, in his right hand, and he had two cigarettes in this hand, a short one and a long one. He smoked the... It's feeding back a little bit. Going to pull the monitors. Anyway, he would smoke the short one, put it out, and smoke the long one. And he says, "Where are you going, boy?" And I told him, and he says, "No, you don't want to go there. No, boy." He said, "Would you like to stop by my house?" Anyway, he pulled up underneath my car, my 63 Volkswagen van, and he says, "You're right. It's a clutch cable." He went back to his Carmen Ghia, and he rumbled around in the front of his Carmen Ghia, and he came out with a 250-pound test line for shark. And he crawled up underneath my Volkswagen van, and he fixed my clutch cable with a test line for shark. And I said, by that time, I knew who he was. And I said, Mr. in my little baby voice, I said, "Mr. Hayden, is there anything I can do to help?" And he said, "No, boy, you wouldn't know the knot." You see, Sterling was a sailor. He only acted to buy boats. He only acted to go around the world in boats. He hated acting, but it supplied him with the refurbishments of his boats, and by God, don't you call him a yacht. Boy, I'll tell you, he'll take you apart if you call him. Anyway, I ended up staying with him for a while. He had a caboose while he was building his house in Sausalito, and that became the guest room. And so every time I ever visited Sterling Hayden, up until the time that he died, I got to stay in the caboose in the backyard. How many people get to do that? Yeah. Anyway, You know, sometimes these stories just kind of fall off the end of the table. I'm going to play you this song here called Prison Movie. It's on the Live at the Red Shack with me and Lyle Lovett, Nancy Griffiths, Denise Frankie, Susan Linforce Taylor, and many others. Marco Fecchio from Italy came over and played guitar on this record. But I've got all the records for sale back there. I'm sure everybody has records for sale back there, but buy mine. I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to bring everybody out, and we'll sing together. I know I went pretty long on the first end. There's a lot of difference between 13 minutes and 21 minutes. So when I walked off the stage, I said, "How did I do?" And she said, "21 minutes." And gave me that look, you know. She gave me that look like I put down my knitting and I'm ready to talk to you. Bless her heart, and everybody that has anything to do with this, man. I've done this. This is my fourth time now, and it's this has really been always a great experience for me and the audience. And the people, and being able to talk to people. I've gotten to meet Eric. I met an Eric, the guy that's doing the coffee over there, and you'll love this. This is all part of the time. You'll love this. I was talking to him about having he has this coffee farm down in Costa Rica. And I said, how did that happen? How did you end up in Costa Rica with a coffee farm? And he says, "Well, I was living in the Bahamas. I was living in the Bahamas, and I was looking for a place to vacation." It is a line that I will never forget. So you're living in the Bahamas and you need a vacation? Costa Rica's the place to go. Anyway, he went down there, and that beautiful coffee that you're drinking over there is from my friend Eric. And I'm sorry I don't know his wife's name, but I'm sure he has several. Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. You've been wonderful. I'm going to do this song and bring everybody up, and we'll play you out of town, okay? I'm going to have a little bit of that coffee right now. Anybody believes that? I've got some. Okay, listen up. You can hit the spotlight running with legs so long and pale. And you can learn to cry in the cradle, and you can learn to lie in jail. You're a handsome man from Atlanta, Georgia, queen of the South. where you get a little kiss from your mama and your daddy hit you square in the mouth. Well, I had a little girl named Rachel, and we had a little boy named Ray, and I killed a little man down in Macon, Georgia, had a mouth too big for his face. I'm just another white trash cracker, living on hate and shame. I only pull the trigger, boys. You know the bullet was to blame. And in a line, we all walk in a line, while the world outside is spinning round. In a line, we all live in a line, while your moon comes up and your sun goes down. Well, if I could leave here tomorrow, I probably wouldn't know what to say. I'd probably go live with my mama, and I'd steal all her pocketbook change. Man, I'd take her stupid station wagon, and I would fill it up with whiskey and gas, and I would take it on down to Macon, Georgia. Would sit in front of Rachel's house, they can write a book about me, I can sign a movie deal, and the lawyers can take all the money, as long as Johnny Cash plays. He can hit the spotlight running with legs long and pale, and he can hit the spotlight running with legs long and pale. In a line, in a line, walk in a line, while the world outside is spinning round. In a line, in a line, we all live in a line, while your moon comes up and your sun goes down. In a line, we all walk in a line, yeah, while the world outside is spinning round. In a line, we live in a line, while your moon comes up and your sun goes down. In a line, walk in a line. night while the world outside is spinning round. In a line, in a line, we live in a line while your moon comes out and your sun goes down. Thanks.
All right, Eric Taylor. And as Eric said, Sally and Ted and Richard are all coming out, and we're going to have the big finale number that you all always look forward to. But in the meantime, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound tonight is compliments of Mr. Jeff Jordan. Our master control operator is Joe Vincenza. We have production assistants from Josh Morton and Randy Bobbitt. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers tonight are Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, and Mariah Singerman. Our house manager is Trish Allison, and our stage manager, everybody's favorite Jewish mother, who is totally exhausted tonight, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody.
A little interlude music till he's ready.
Okay. I was playing Us and City Limits. I was supposed to play it on September the 13th, 2001. It didn't work out. Something happened, and I'd never played this song before in my life, ever. And anyway, it didn't work out, originally, I was supposed to do it with John Hammond Jr. It was supposed to be a song swap with me and John Hammond Jr. on Austin City Limits. Didn't work out. 2001, September the 13th. Nobody wanted to come to a show. Nobody wanted to do a show. The whole world was falling apart. We ended up doing it on my birthday, on September 25th. I shot the show with Natalie Merchant instead of John Hammond. We did the show. I had to leave immediately afterwards to do a show in Nashville with my friend Steve Earle, Kelly Joe Phelps, and Greg Trooper. I had to drive back to Atlanta that night to try to catch a plane the next day. I slept in a copper bathtub. That's a longer story than you think it is, really. But anyway, I missed the plane. And the next day, I landed in Amsterdam to walk on the stage of the Paradiso, which is one of the greatest places you can play in Amsterdam. And I walked out there, and I had nothing to say. And as you've seen me tonight, you know that's quite unusual. But I was, I had been beaten down, I thought. And I couldn't remember any of my songs. And I couldn't remember how to introduce myself. I had sang this song one time with four friends of mine in Holland. And this was the only song that I could remember. We, of course, have never played it before. We were all sitting backstage going, boy, this is going to be loose. To everyone that's on the stage tonight, I want to say a great thank you. Give yourself a great hand. What a wonderful audience. Play this song. Tuning is important. Have another coffee.
Unlike Eric, you can't shut me up with a staple gun.
Ready, boys? Let's catch this dog. The videotape person, the video person's going. This is one of those songs that you're going to feel like singing along. Could I have a little more guitar, please? You're going to feel compelled to sing along. When you feel that compulsion, just don't. No, man, you can sing. Please sing if you want to. It's your house, ain't it? I'm just visiting. They say that everything can be replayed. They say how every distance is not new. So I remember everything. Of any man that's ever put me in. It's when I see my light come shining from the west down to the east, and any day now, any way now, I shall.
Say every man needs protection. They say every man must fall. Lord, I swear I see my reflection. Somewhere so high above that wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any way now,
standing here in this lonely room. There's a man, he swears he ain't to blame. All day long, I hear him shouting so loud. He's crying out how he's been strained.
I see my light.
I see my light come shine.
From the west down to the east. Any day,
any
now,
day now,
any way now, I shall be. Any day now, any way now, I shall be released.
They say that everything can be replaced. They say how every distance is not near. And I remember every face of any man that's ever put me here.
I see my light come shining.
From the west down to the east, see it shine.
Any day now, I shall be.
See my light come shine. From the west down to the east, yeah. Any day now, any way now, I'm gonna be relieved.
Released.
Bob.